This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu, during her historic visit to Algeria today, highlighted the deep-rooted and growing political ties between India and Algeria. Speaking at the Indian community reception in Algiers, she emphasized that despite geographical distance, the two nations have maintained a close bond since Algeria's independence.
भारत ने कॉलोनियलिज्म के विरुद्ध अल्जीरिया के मुक्ति आंदोलन का शुरू से ही समर्थन किया हमारे नेताओं के अल्जीरिया के नेताओं के साथ घनिष्ठ व्यक्तिगत संबंध रहे नेशनल लिबरेशन फ्रंट को अल्जीरिया के मुक्ति संघर्ष के प्रमुख सदस्यों में से एक था जब 1962 में अल्जीरिया स्वतंत्र हुआ तो भारत अल्जीरिया का साथ देने के लिए मौजूद था और हमने तुरंत राजनीतिक संबंध स्थापित किए तब से राजनीतिक संबंधों में कई गुना वृद्धि हुई है मेरे यात्रा का विशेष महत्व भौगोलिक दूरी के बावजूद हमारे बीच हमेशा मित्रता का घनिष्ठ संबंध रहा
President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Algeria on the first leg of a three-nation visit today. She was accorded a warm ceremonial welcome. This is the first visit by an Indian president to Algeria. At the airport, the president was received by President Abdelmadjid Tebboune of Algeria as a special gesture. During her address, President Murmu lauded the Indian community for its role in supporting India's growth. President Murmu said that with the collective efforts of 1.4 billion Indians, we embark on a new journey of hope and aspirations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, arrived in Geneva last night. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme, Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The Assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva today. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the Assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the President's rule had been revoked yesterday ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah, expected to take place today. A gazette notification to this effect was issued by the Union Home Ministry. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. BJP has appointed Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav as central observers for the Haryana BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. The party had also appointed Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and party's National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the Jammu and Kashmir BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of Delhi Police and Gujarat Police have seized 518 kilograms of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Avkar Drugs Limited Company in Ankleshwar, Gujarat yesterday. And the India-US Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, is set to host its annual India Leadership Summit 2024 in New Delhi today to enhance bilateral trade, supply chain, semiconductor investment, AI and next-gen technologies cooperation. The summit follows on the heels of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's successful recent visit to the US for the Quad Leaders Summit and the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. The day-long summit also aims to bolster defense ties, promote clean energy and secure a free and open Indo-Pacific. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah, last evening. Chasing a target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. And in tennis, ace Indian paddlers Yuki Bhamri, Ritwik Chaudhary, Boilpalli and Arjun Khadge will be in action at the Almaty Open Men's Doubles Pre-Quarterfinals in Almaty, Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.